Zion.
City, this is Erica, aka Ari. Y'all know who I am. I want to wish my mother, Annette Owens, a happy Mother's Day. I love you, Ma. And happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, including myself. Holla.
Unsure what the balance held, I touched my belly, overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform. But then an angel came one day, told me to kneel down and pray, for unto me a man child would be born. Oh, this crazy circumstance, I knew his life deserved a chance, but everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said, Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead I chose to use my heart. Now the door surely come. See, life for you, my prince, has just begun. And I thank you for choosing me to come through on your life to be a beautiful reflection of his grace. See, I know that a gift so great is only one God could create. And I'm reminded every time I see your face that the
Center presents Mother's Day Tribute here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, Catskill. We are honored and privileged to have in the studio today Yushabel Rodriguez. She is a working mother as well as a rapper. And since Happy Mother's Day is coming up quite soon, I would like to personally say Happy Mother's Day to my grandmother, Catherine Ryan. Yushabel, is there anyone you want to send any Mother's Day greetings to?
I say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Rock on, that's true. There's a lot of them out there, absolutely.
Are you a mother?
I surely am.
Well, happy
mother
Mother's
of it
Day
too.
To you too.
Thank you, doll. I appreciate that. Happy Mother's Day to you too.
Thank you.
Can't wait to celebrate.
Amen.
Absolutely. Well, your name Yushabel is quite unique. Where did it come from?
Actually, my name started out to be a completely different name, and my mother misspelled it on the birth certificate, and out came Yushabel. She was going to change it, and then my aunt convinced her not to. She was like, you know, that's a unique name. You should leave it just as is. And that's what I did. And that's what she did. And out came Yushabel.
Okay. Is there a certain ethnicity of what Yushabel is?
It's a made up name, but okay. I'm personally in Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the family, sister girl.
Thank you.
Now, since you are a full-time working mother as well as a rapper, are there any unique challenges that you personally have experienced or faced?
Oh, there's always challenges. I mean, because first and foremost, before anything else, I'm a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I work full-time. So juggling those two in itself is a challenge. And then to find the time to do what I do musically with mm-hmm. my side hustle adds extra challenge to the whole thing. But you do what you got to do, and, you know, there's always of who's... All right, I got to make sure, what time can I do this? I got to make sure the kids are fed, bathed, and okay, then we can go do that. And then,
gotcha.
Like, there's always, you have to fit everything around your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a challenge, it's tough, but you got to do what you got to do.
And how do you manage that, those challenges when they do pop up, because again, you're always on the grind, and I know your music's just as important.
Luckily, I have, you know, my other half, Dad is in the picture. I'm very lucky and blessed to have him there. And he makes it easy for me to, a little bit easier, should I say, for me to do what I have to do, both professionally, musically, and motherly, so to speak.
That's awesome. Now, I've heard you rap. You were in the Cypher. I mean, you was holding it down for the FAMA crew. I mean, it was so awesome. You were absolutely fabulous.
It was fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, when you rap, do you have an alter ego you sort of separate yourself from? Yushabelle, the mom, the wife, the rapper?
That's a yes and no question. I mean, I think, like, all artists to a degree have something like an alter ego. Like, because when artists make music and they just, like, go in a zone and they go, they get lost in their head. And it's like they find this little hot spot. And then this little hot spot is like a person just sitting there chilling, waiting. Like, let's trade places. You sit down. Mm-hmm. You relax. You know, you had a long day. Let me do this. And they just take over and they go in. And it's like you would almost consider that like an alter ego. I remember being young when I first started out. I definitely did. I know I did. And I'm certain that it was a male. I'm positive.
Gotcha.
It was a male. I was a tomboy growing up. So I think when I first experimented with music, it just screamed masculinity. And then I think as I grew older and matured, as did my music, I think just this fierce, fierce woman took over and just... You can't tell her nothing. And so, but then there's sometimes it's just plain Yushabelle, and it's just, it's plain. I don't necessarily think an alter ego is just like you make this person up in your head and you like live this person out. I just think it's getting lost in a place that you allow yourself to separate from the everyday grind that you do as a mother. Like, I'm not doing dishes, rapping. Well, sometimes I do. I shouldn't say that. but you know what I mean.
Yes.
It allows a separation. So to a degree, yes and no.
Okay, awesome. Well, you are a local artist. Are there any local female rappers you would want to collaborate with?
Unfortunately, I don't know of any other female local rappers around here to collaborate with. So, I mean, we're scarce. Female rappers are scarce.
Well, you're holding it down for sure on a local level. We got to have someone.
Amen.
I'm glad that it's you.
Thank
you. Are there any male rappers that you would want to collaborate with?
You know, there is someone who caught my eye from the Cypher.
Oh, okay.
That I never even knew rapped. And when they came out, and I haven't even heard much of them, but the little bit amount that I did hear from them, it was enough for me to be like, oh, I would definitely do something with him. But Mananu, if you know who he is.
Yes, absolutely.
Nanu. Yes, I love him. I think he's so refreshing. He's different. And I would definitely do a track with Nanu.
Okay, well, if you're listening, Mananu, we want to hear this collabo go down.
I might come after you, Nanu, so
be ready. Now, if you could dabble in another genre of music, what would you choose? Or are you just strictly into, you know, keeping it straight, spitting your bars as a rapper?
When you say dabble in another genre, do you mean like switching over, like not rapping and doing something else, or like rapping on a different genre of music?
Rapping on a different genre of music, or doing a fusion. Maybe you want to do, I don't know, a little country with a little rap. I don't know. Whatever floats your boat. But are you open to that, or is it strictly?
I'm always open for new things. I actually did a track that was outside of my box. That was, I'm not even sure exactly what kind of genre music it was, but I'm always open for it. But for the most part, I'm mainly hip hop.
Okay.
That's what my soul was made to do.
And you bleed hip hop. Absolutely.
Amen.
Now, I have a question. I love to ask this because it kind of lets us in into who you may be. Could you name two songs that most people would be shocked to know that's on your iPod or MP3 player? I really want to hear this.
That's hard to answer considering I don't have an iPod or an MP3 player.
Okay, well, speak on that, sister girl.
I just don't have one. I mean, I listen to all kinds of music. You'd be surprised at half the stuff I listen to. But for the most part, the only one I don't really listen to is heavy metal and country. But there are some country songs that, like, you'll see me singing to. And, like, what's that one song with Carrie Underwood, where she sings, she destroys that man's car.
I know. When I hear it on the radio, I totally understand.
I'm like, listen, I don't care if it was a country singer who wrote that or a country singer who sang that, but that was a hood song. There's no
taking a baseball bat that to the light. Absolutely. I think it's If You Cheat on Me or something like that.
I sing the hell out
of
that song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't care what genre of music. That song is dope. I don't care. And it's so visual, the imagery of the words that were used and the lyrics in that song. And all I remember
is... It's something that I would say, definitely. So when she just country sang that song, I said, go ahead.
Oh, well, go ahead. That's an idea, you know. We may hear a little Yushabel mix on a little...
Well, I don't know if I would ever do a country song, but I just have a love for music, period. So, gotcha. Like, when you give credit to where credit is due, so to speak. So, depending on the genre, if you're great at your genre and what you do, a great song is a great song regardless. So, I'm not afraid or ashamed to be like, oh yeah, I like that country song. Even though I really don't listen to country, but
once in a while you'll hear something that kind of tickle your ear.
Right.
Now, what are some of the common misconceptions in your personal opinion about female rappers?
Oh, there's so many. I think that sometimes they feel like, I mean, some people willingly accept female rappers, but then you have a lot of people who don't. I don't know if maybe they feel like women don't have a place in the rap world, or it's always, well, who did she have to sleep with to get here? Or, you know, they don't really respect their grind or hustle as much. They immediately jump to, like I said, well, who did she have to sleep with?
Or, yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's always, because it's such a male-dominated industry, I think that finding a female rapper, they like, you're under a microscope. They judge you to the fullest. They judge you the hardest. And you, to them, you have to be, like, great in order for them to, the world to accept you. And me, personally, I think that it's refreshing to hear the world and life from a woman's point of view. You know, it's because it's so male-dominated, they ask you, you know, you hear them making drug money, you hear them smashing girls, you hear this and you hear that, but you're not hearing the story of the woman who's left at home crying because of your wrongdoings. So you're not hearing the story of the struggles and the grinds that a woman does at home. Like, sometimes I believe that it's just everything, I believe, needs a woman's touch, as does the rap game. And it's refreshing to hear that
point of view.
Right. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
No, I totally understand that.
So, I mean, I can dig it when a girl comes out, woman, however, female, however you want to say, you know, is taking a stance and letting the world know what it's like being a female.
From that point of view.
Right.
That was very insightful. I appreciate you really answering that question.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, Yushabel, you know it wouldn't be an SBK radio show if we didn't talk about local topics that are going on. What's your personal opinion on the current state of employment opportunities in the Hudson area and, you know, some of the surrounding areas?
It's very hard to answer that question, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yes.
I'm going to answer it honestly. I don't know if I necessarily have the right answer or opinion to that for the simple fact that I am employed. So since I'm not out there, like, trying to look for a job, trying to look for employment, I don't know exactly how hard it is to find it. But what I can say, with it being Hudson and with it being a small town, employment is probably definitely hard to come by. There's not much to, or it's already taken, and considering how small it is, my answer would have to say that it's probably hard to come by.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you coming into the studio today, Yushabel.
Thank you.
And
thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming in, and happy Mother's Day, and I hope you have a fabulous celebration.
I hope you and your family do too.
Thanks, sweetie. There is one thing that any local talent that comes on this SBK radio show on WGXE 90.7 FM, I want to hear your flow. I mean, I saw and heard you on the cipher, but you know what? You hear live in the studio. I want to hear you spit some bars, hold it down, and really share that female point of view. You up to it?
Of course. When you first told me about spitting, I had that. I was like, well, what am I going to do for these people? And, you know, with everything going crazy in the world this day and age or whatever, I figured, you know, let me touch on, you know, let me give them 16 from a track that I'm working on that I think is just a very bold statement for the world right now. And in a sense, saluting our troops, and I would very much like to spit it for you.
I'm ready to hear you rock it out.
I salute you because you do what nobody else will. Because everybody knows that war only kills. And it kills me to know that we're losing our people. The commands and demands from minds that are feeble. We who see through the political corruption. Unkept promises, political seduction. Stripped of our rights, political abduction. Call it what you want, I call it political destruction. It's parasitical, hypocritical. Us individuals must fight for our rights, it's so critical. United we stand, there's no better plan. There's no where to work with just the rule of one man. For even man needed one man for his land to expand. Understand it takes more than one, we are a clan. I'll be damned if I'm banned from speaking how I feel. And this here's my testimony, I'm just keeping it real. I salute you, I hope that God bulletproofs you. And that he shields you from whatever tries to roof you. But if you do not make it through the evil, know he awaits at the gates to approve you. I appreciate you, I respect your bravery. The fact that you don't know me and you die for me amazes me. This mental slavery they have us all trapped in. Ain't no better than these body bags we get wrapped in. I'm rapping for him, me, and you. Yeah, I'm repping for the red, white, and blue. Said I'm rapping for her, me, and you. Yeah, I'm clapping for the red, white, and blue. For the red, white, and blue. That's enough. You gotta pay for the rest.
I wanna give my moms a special rest in peace.
Well,
happy Mother's Day. We miss you every day. We love you from me and your grandkids.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama,
baby, place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
You know we love
it. Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Welcome back to Barbershop Talks Mother's Day Edition. My name is Claire. I'd like to start off by saying Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Being a mom is probably the most underrated job there is. When you think that's hard, imagine being the mother of a child with a disability. Today I'm speaking with Juanita to give some insight on how she handles it. In my eyes, she's not just a mom, she's a super mom.
Thanks, Claire. I really appreciate that.
Welcome to the studio, Juanita. Can you start with your daughter's name?
Her name's Aviana Lamaya Simon, and she's 6 years old.
What age was she diagnosed, and what was her diagnosis?
Well, when she was born, I knew she was a little different, but she was actually diagnosed at 3, and they diagnosed her with autism and a developmental delay.
What was your initial reaction when finding out?
At first, honestly, I was embarrassed. I didn't know, being a black mom in this kind of community where you have to try to fit in with everyone, I was embarrassed, so I sheltered her. And I didn't tell anybody that she had autism. I just never sent her anywhere. I never let her go anywhere besides family.
Did you have a lot of support?
At first, yes. It was just my mom who supported me. Her father was in the military, so he still doesn't have a grasp on what's going on, and he chooses not to believe that she really is a different child. But generally, my mom supports me, and now Vernon supports me, and she has a brother that supports her, too.
That's great. What's your favorite thing about your daughter?
I love her drive, the will to learn, the will to get out there and just be with everybody and try to be as cool as she can. She's funny. She has a great sense of style. She loves to dress, and she loves Beyonce and Rihanna, so that's great.
What kind of things catch her interest?
Strings. She loves to twirl little tiny strings in a circle. That makes her happy. She also likes to paint, and she loves music, drums, and singing. So this year she's supposed to start ballet, so hopefully that'll work for her.
If you had one wish for your daughter, what would it be?
To be happy and follow her dreams no matter how much someone tells her she can't do it. So,
do you have any advice for mothers who are new to being a parent of a child with a disability, or just a new parent in general?
In general, or even with a disability, all I can say is love that child for who they are. Always listen to them and never think that they're lying to you. Don't doubt what they're saying. Investigate and find out, you know, what's going on with my child, whether it being school or personal life. I just think everybody should love their child.
Thank you for sharing yours and Avi's story. Happy Mother's Day, and I'd like to tell you, mothers like you are an inspiration to me in the way I love my child.
You're by the way, Claire, I want to tell you happy Mother's Day for you, and I'm so proud of you being a young mom. You are doing a wonderful job with Stookie, and she's just so beautiful.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
No matter what they try to tell you, don't you let nobody sell you a dream.
Closest friend, the only one with you till the end. Life is one hard pill to swallow. It's a blessing if you get to see tomorrow. Leave the drama in your past. Live every day like it's your last. There's so much to see. Baby, listen to me. You have the chance to be great. It all depends on the risks you take. Nobody sell you a dream. Do what feels right inside. Spread your wings and fly. Learn the lessons that life will throw at you. And don't let no one else distract you. You can soar. Listen to your heart, baby girl. The world is yours. Tell you, don't you let nobody sell you a dream.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Alexis Keith. I'm back with the Barbershop Talks. And right now we have a special guest in the house. We have my mom, Jacinta Keith. Welcome to the show, Mom.
Thank you, dear. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we have a few questions for you. I know this year I'm a new mom, and I've been given a lot of good advice from you so far, and I definitely appreciate it. I'm always inspired by your strength and your wisdom. But today we want to share a few more. We want a few more thoughts for other moms out there in the community, and I'd like to ask you a few questions. You ready?
I guess so.
Okay, the first question we have are, what are your plans to celebrate Mother's Day this year?
Well, I'm delighted to be a grandma for the first time, and we're planning to meet with both sides of the family, not only with the mothers and grandmothers, but with the children as well, since it is a reflection of the day. Even though I think Mother's Day is every day, Mother's Day is a special day that we all should take time out and acknowledge.
I definitely agree. And I'm excited this year for us to celebrate together. And we have Jaylee, special guest.
Oh, yes. She's going to be the star of the ball.
Definitely. She's definitely practicing her debut. Okay. For single moms out there in the community, Mom, what advice would you give to them?
Well, I've always said, and I've told you and others, that being a mom is a great job, but it's also a very responsible job. Having a baby is one thing, but knowing how to raise that child is another. And to me, I think people should seek out information, accept information and advice that may come their way. You never, from my point of view, never learn enough, because we're always in a state of learning.
Definitely.
And what someone may say or might have done 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago may not be so true today. So one should be open to new and improved advice, as I call it.
Right. Would you give that as same advice to new mothers as well, expecting moms out there?
Yes, I think young people should understand what their bodies are going through, what the end result is going to be. It's going to be a beautiful, bouncing baby child. And there's responsibilities to go with that child. Learning how to understand the child's behavior and pay attention to your child and see what's going on so you can anticipate the child's needs so the child doesn't get frustrated and cry a lot. And that way, if you anticipate their needs, you can make them a more wholesome and more self-confident and feeling confident kind of individual for the future.
Right. Do you have any favorite Mother Day celebrations you want to share with our...
Well, I think every Mother's Day celebration is a favorite one. We have continued the culture of families gathering, mm-hmm. whether it's in-laws or in immediate family. I think we, over the years, have paid special attention to Mother's Day. So to me, they all have been great. I enjoy the whole idea of Mother's Day because it is an important day.
Do you have any funny stories you want to share with those folks out there about me that...
Oh, boy. Not in particular. I don't think we had any particular stories. When you were coming up, you were the belle of the ball in your right in your day because you were the youngest of a group of folks that we had within our age group. So Alexis was always present and doing her thing because she likes being the center of attention sometimes.
Oh, boy.
But nothing in particular. Nothing outstanding.
Nothing embarrassing that I did to you out there in the streets.
No, not really. I don't want to go there today.
Okay, our last question we're asking everyone today is, what is your opinion on the current state of employment opportunities in Hudson and the surrounding areas, and how do you think it should be fixed?
Well, it's been long in the making for it to become to this stage of the game, so to speak. I think it's a combination of things. I think young people or people going into the workforce need to have skills for the kind of jobs that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, people need to set goals or to set up a destination in terms of what it is that they want to do or to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important to go to job fairs, go to the college when they have the information sessions on jobs, to understand what information or what background, what training you need to have to become that skilled employee, whether you want to be a doctor or you want to sweep floors. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. A job is a job, but you need to have skills for that job. But more importantly, I think the schools need to have a very important role in preparing young people for all types of employment mm-hmm. opportunities. Because sometimes you might have to, there's a fork in the road and or a job opportunity that you may have lost, and you may have to re-gear and gear up for another type of job. So you should have options. I think our political powers-to-be need to hopefully work with the governor and some other incentives and initiatives out there to help bring jobs to the city.
Mm-hmm.
People have to be interested and motivated to motivate the leaders to bring jobs to the city.
Right.
Jobs are far and few in today, based on the thinking of the employers, but at the same time, we all have to work. We have to find a way or a niche in this work environment.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, the thing I want to stress is that folks have to be properly skilled to do the jobs that are out there.
Right.
Jobs are not going to come to you. You have to go to them. You need to know what the skills are and prepare yourself in getting those skills, whether mm-hmm. it's from a high school level, a community college level, or a college level, a four-year college level. But the thing is that you can start in baby steps, and it starts with doing your homework at night and staying on top of your classroom studies and setting up a goal or plan. Without a goal or plan, you're walking around in darkness. So I think to prepare yourself for the future or even for that fork in the road that you may have to take, always have a plan. I always tell my daughter, have a plan A. Mm-hmm. A plan B, and even a plan C.
That's right.
Because you cannot predict what's out there. But if you have a plan, you can start working towards that end goal.
Well, that concludes our interview. Thank you so much for coming in again and sharing some time with the Barbershop Talks. And I'd like to tell you Happy Mother's Day in advance, but I can't wait for our celebration and all the good food coming out that day.
Oh, yes. We're getting the menu ready, and everybody's going to have a piece of it. And
oh, yeah.
We're going to meld the American and West Indian cultures in a galley of food for that day.
Right. Can't wait.
Okay. Can't wait either. Thank
well, you
Dad.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, love.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
From Albany, shouting out Toni Kross, my angel from heaven. God has given her to me. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. God bless.
Love.
Social Justice Center presents Mother's Day Tribute here on WGXC 90.7 FM. I am blessed to be able to get out and about here in the city of Hudson. Today I am speaking with Sela Graham Cora, the laundress at Sip and Suds, located at 453 State Street, Hudson. I know you're a mom, you're a business owner, Sela, so I really appreciate you allowing me to come here in your laundromat and speak with you today.
Thank you. I really appreciate the offer, especially since I rarely get out.
Oh, great. I know I see the washers and the dryers going. You're a busy lady for sure.
Yes, I am. But, you know, I got to make time for the people and for events.
That's awesome. I wanted to kind of get your opinion on a few things that are happening here in the area. I know you are definitely a strong proponent of education for your children. What is your opinion of the local education system here in the Hudson area?
You know, if you would have asked me this a year ago, I would have told you I wouldn't know because my kids were being homeschooled at the time.
Mm.
But now they've gone back, and I've hopefully restored some hope in them as well as myself on what can possibly become of Hudson City School District. You know, it's hard when it's a zip code school and there's not much other offerings. So you kind of have to work with the district, and you hope that the district is willing to work with your family, you know, because I know not everything is cookie cut, but they've been working with us. Tinny Abitabel has been working with us, Maria Suttmeyer, Vera, I can't even forget the social worker's name, this caseworker. She's at the high school also. She's actually at all the schools. Rocky Payne, the guidance counselor, they've all been really trying to help my family stay motivated, stay educated, you know, and stay in the loop. And I've been also attending board meetings, which I wish more parents did.
Oh, great. Yeah. And so what is your opinion of the board meetings of, I guess, the attendance? Because it sounds like you just mentioned that more parents should come on out. What's your reasoning behind that?
Well, my thing is first, we have the product which the school is manufacturing, right? We have the children. So my thoughts on that is that if you're going to have your kids in a district, you need to be a part of these meetings to know what is going on in the district, whether it be financial, whether it be system changes, whatever goes on. I think we need to be there. We need to be eyes and ears on it. It's important. It's crucial. We have to be there. And it's sad that there's not that much support there.
Gotcha. Do you have any thoughts and or insights into how you personally think some of the solutions should be to fix some of the issues that are happening now and to maybe avoid potential ones coming up?
Absolutely. We're having a revision for the code of conduct, which is one step in the right direction. Get away from this penal idea of criminalizing different cultures and habits and start to look at a more holistic approach to the kids. I do believe also revamping or actually instating a mission statement is huge. We didn't have one, actually. I don't think anybody knew if there was a mission statement, was one. So they're redoing that as well. That's going to take place on May 10th. It's going to be district-wide. And I think, you know, overall, I mean, if you love your kids, and I think everybody can say this, that you want your kids to be better than you were.
Mm-hmm.
The way to do that is to be bought in, you know. So I think a contract is essential with the district and the families that are in the school district.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an important piece, because if you have a contract that states that you as a parent are not only going to support your child, but you're going to be active, that changes the whole situation in terms of you just sending your kids on a bus every day. Now that means you're being held accountable as well for their education, which is not really happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, I know that you are a mom. And as well
of
as
six
a, of six. Yes. I was going to tell you, can you, for those who may not know you, or only know you as the laundress, can you tell us a little bit about your family, Sela?
Absolutely. Well, we have six in total, four boys and two girls. And, for the most part, they're a good lot, you know, some would call them a gang, but, in a good sense, actually, you know,
yeah.
But I'm really blessed, especially now. I've been a Muslim for 3 years now, and I think I'm one of two female black Muslims in the Hudson City School District and Hudson actually at all. And, you know, I haven't felt any resistance. I've actually felt love and support from those that are, any community members that are, and also from the district as well. They haven't, you know, how you know, those stigmas that go on in media.
Yes.
I haven't felt that. I've actually felt embraced in a sense, and you know, the queries are interesting as well, the questions that come up and the things that you get asked.
What would be one of those questions?
Are you really praying five times a day?
Well, I see you sometime coming here doing laundry. I see you, you're dedicated, yeah.
But I definitely see that you're in prayer. Yeah. And I think that's very important that you have that foundation, as well as your kids, I would assume, too, as well.
Absolutely. Actually, I was surprised to know that when my kids went back to district after their homeschooling experience,
mm-hmm.
that one of the things my 10-year-old son did was he spoke with Mr. Brenneman, who was at the MC Smith Middle School principal, and requested a prayer location for him and his siblings. He felt, you know, that was essential to his, you know, his whole, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't even ask for that. He advocated for himself. So that was a huge piece. And, you know, he's brought in other students who initially weren't doing that. They do it now, you know?
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, I'm grateful again, you know, to have that ability to be able to have that influence on children. So many times you can have the negative influences.
Mm-hmm.
And you rarely see the positive, and especially this early, you know? So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, definitely. Can you tell us a little bit about your business? You are the laundress at Sip and Suds.
Yes, ma'am. My family and I were in business before, but as a result of some health changes and life changes,
mm-hmm.
I've been a sole proprietor of the business now for going on 2 years. And, you know, taking that over was a big undertaking because I was always used to working. And never being self-employed, really, not completely. And
mm-hmm.
It is a change. It's a lot to learn. There's a lot of things to still, you know, get my head around. But it's coming along. We have the laundromat, which is, you know, at 453 State Street in Hudson.
Okay.
And we have washers, dryers, and then we also have a Wi-Fi component here where if you're washing, you can bring your laptop in. And,
no way!
Yeah, you can bring your laptop on in, and, you know, it's free through the course of your day. Get your internet on, or if you didn't have a laptop and you wanted to get some computer time, we have computers available for that.
Okay.
And if you got a little hungry, we even got a little cafe back here. We serve coffee, tea daily. We have fresh fruit and pastries, and occasionally you might get an omelet, you know.
Oh, yeah. I've had a taste of your omelet, and it's absolutely delicious. And not only that, I know you are also a big proponent and advocate for, you know, eating healthy. So thanks for keeping my breakfast, you know, yummy and healthy and nutritious at the same time.
Thank you very much for that one. I try.
Now, as a mom and a business owner, I mean, and there's all the various other hats that you carry, are there any challenges that are different that you experience because you are a mother and a business owner?
Yeah. A lot of people come in and they kind of get the feeling like it's a daycare. And I, you know, I'll laugh and I'll, you know, I'll be easy with it because it's odd to see a person as young as I am, you know, in the young 30s with so many children. It's not really seen that much anymore. And to have them all here and, you know, kind of be under wraps, you know, helping the customers. Some people are astonished. They're actually, you know, they're in awe. Mm. They help the customers. They handle money. They, you know, they do a little bit of everything in here. They make it a family business, which initially when I went in as a sole proprietor, I never thought about that. When I took over, you know, I thought it was just going to be mine, but
yeah.
They've somehow embraced it themselves and made it theirs too. I mean, there's some people that want to come in here and want to engage
mm-hmm.
with children and, you know, in that respect of understanding the entrepreneurship, what age can it happen at? Well, you know, my twins are doing it now at age 10, you know,
yeah.
They get tips, they get paid sometimes for their services and mm-hmm. it's great.
That's wonderful. Now, do you have support from the community?
Yeah, we have our local community that come in, that wash, that eat, that even do washing for with us. We have a washing full component, too. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, yeah. And please tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, you can drop off your load some 5 pounds on up, and local bed and breakfasts use us. We have businesses on Warren Street that use us. It's great. And, you know, we've marketed a little bit more since we've been able to get help from friends in high places who've come in. You know, you particularly have been a help to me. I remember the one story we talked about where the guy came in, a new guy in town, and I was grateful that he found me and everything, you know, and then he went out, and he couldn't find me. The cab, he didn't know what laundromat he was at, so, you know, he tried to Google me, and unfortunately, I wasn't Googleable at the time, and I shared that with you, Larissa, and, you know, after that, you kind of gave me the right tools and the right steps, and now I'm number 3 on Google. I mean, you Google Hudson laundromats, I'm there, you know, and that was something I didn't know. So there's these challenges that, you know, I'm getting help from my sisters with, you know.
Yeah, and that was no pleasure. As many omelets as I've eaten here and muffins, that was the least I could do. Absolutely. Now, how do people can get in contact with you? I know you mentioned you're located located here on State Street.
Yeah, and now we also are on Facebook. We're on Twitter at The Laundress For You, or The Laundress at Sip and Suds, actually. That's more like it. And the email is thelaundressforyou, number 4U@gmail.com. Or you can call in or pop in and walk around the corner or up the block, up the block. We're here 7 days a week. That's a challenge, being a mom, but we make it work. Sundays is kite's nest time for the kids. They love it. They get out and do those things. I mean, Hudson is in developing and it's embracing, you know, the changes that need to happen for families and children especially.
Definitely. I know that earlier we chit-chatted a little bit about the education system. There's an employment opportunities type of issues going on in Hudson. And I wouldn't be who I am if I don't ask you, what is your personal opinion about the employment opportunities available in Hudson as well as the surrounding area?
You know, before we even got involved with the businesses, my family's always been in business. Going back to Jamaica, my grandmother had her own business shop, and, you know, she kind of did what you stated in your State of Our Community a couple weeks ago about create your own economy. Mm-hmm. My grandfather did that for my grandmother, you know. She was able to sell food right out of her living room window, essentially. But, you know, that goes back a while. Now we're in a time where we should have jobs in our community, especially for people of color. I feel like a lot of the local shops really don't cater that much to hiring and employing people of color. I don't know if it's a stigma or if it's, you know, I'm not really sure what it is, but I encourage people to take a second look and trust that, you know, the same way they want to feed their families, the same way we want to feed ours. And these opportunities are scarce, but the ones that are available should be reached out to whoever's most qualified, you know, and that shouldn't matter creed, skin, religion. Mm-hmm. You know, those are small areas that we differ in. It's very small. But, you know, I hope and pray that things get better in Hudson. You know, with the library coming in across the street on State Street here. And,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people are coming in and having interest and wanting to invest in Hudson. And hopefully it's a wholehearted interest for the natives as well as the new people. Gentrification has made some unfortunate changes in housing. Mm-hmm. You know, people are having to leave the area, unfortunately, because there's no housing affordable at that for them. And I found that to be really sad. But I faced the same thing in 2006 while we bought our house.
Yeah.
You know, having four children and husband and wife, and, you know, they felt like that was too much of a load to bear. Mm-hmm. So we had to do what we had to do, you know. Not everybody's able to do that. And it just seems sad to know that people came here initially because they loved this little town.
Yeah.
But now it's changing, and it's not changing completely for the worse, but it's changing and it's pushing the natives out. And I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I don't like that side of gentrification. I mean, I love the fact that these buildings that have always been beautiful are being beautified even more. But
yeah,
we should definitely embrace our natives, you know, all the families that are here. And there's many.
Yeah,
know.
It's very diverse.
Yeah,
for sure. Now, as a mom to a single mother or just any mother, what one piece of advice would you give to someone?
I would say there's a saying that if you know where you come from, you can't go wrong. I would say to look at what you've come from, wherever you come from, and know that you're not alone. You know, we all have our different dreams, our different desires, and everybody's encouraged to shoot for the stars. But do that as a lady, you know, seeking out the proper education if you can. And if it's not always, you know, a star college, sometimes it's just your local community college, you know, but always keeping in mind that your color, your dependents aren't your crutch. They're, you know, they're not your baggage, so to speak. They're more the thing that's going to drive you to be more successful. And I think that a lot of young women nowadays don't feel that because, you know, times are changing. A high school diploma in some cases is not even good enough anymore to survive. But definitely get back to some grassroots stuff. Learning a trade wouldn't hurt. There are girls out there that are welders now. You know, I believe that we can do it. I think we can do it. I mean, you have girls that are like website designers now, and, you know, they're out there just creating their own space. So, I mean, you know, if you can't get completely educated, at least educate yourself in what your passion is. I believe that 100%.
For sure. I really appreciate you allowing me to come into your shop just for a little few minutes to get going. And I see the people here they need your attention. So it was my pleasure to be out on the street and out and about from the studio. There goes that bell.
Yeah.
And thanks again, Seal. I really appreciate
anytime,
it.
Anytime, WGXC, anytime.
Awesome. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
My name is Janessa Moore, and I want to give a special Happy Mother's Day to my mother, Leslie Cross. May she rest in peace. Things haven't been the same for me and my children, but I want you to know I'm still holding my head high, and I love you.
You taught me everything, and everything you've given me, I always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side. Oh, you were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama, mama, you know I love you. Ooh, you knew I love you, mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars.
Yes, it is.
Mama, I just want you to know, loving you is like food to my soul.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There was so times looking back when I was so afraid, and then you come to me and tell me I could face anything, and no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, oh.
Mama, mama,
up. This is Barbara Jones. I want to give a shout out to all the mothers out there, especially mine. Although you left me, you know, when I was young, at a young age, just want you to know that I know you're watching over me and mine, those who haven't even met you. And although you're not here, I missed you like crazy. Just want you to know there's been some tough times down the road, but as long as you're in my heart, you continue for me to strive, be strong, and be the best mother I could be. I learned from the best. I love you, Mom. I wish you was here with me.
Crawl.